I always think it's hotter in here because I'm on the stage and have a bunch of lights on me, and I'm in the farthest point from the air conditioning, and y'all act like I think, man, you guys are gonna be burning up out there, and I'm preaching and I'm wearing a wool suit, and so I guess it's not as bad in here as I think it is. Is it really hot or is it just a little bit hot? How many think it's too hot? How many think it's just a little hot? How many think it's just right? All right. Well, look at that. And the summer are always hot. I understand that. So, all right. Proverbs 1. I want you to pay close attention here. I'm going to ask you a question. I want to see if you can answer it. Proverbs 1. Let's stand together. Proverbs 1 is going to tell us why Proverbs is written. We read this, I think, last Sunday night, maybe. But it's going to tell us the purpose of this. Now, to get ahead of my lesson here, Proverbs classifies people very clearly. There is a bunch of different people. There's simple, there's wise, there's fools, there's scorner, there's a strange woman, there's a wise woman, there's a prudent man. There's many different people that Proverbs groups into a group and says, these people do this. Okay, so we're going to find different people in this passage, and it's going to tell Proverbs is written to help these people. Okay, and I want you to pay attention because tonight we're talking about the simple and we're talking about the fool, just those two people. And I want you to find, while we're reading it, what Proverbs is supposed to do for the simple and the fool. All right, let's read this. Ready, together? I'll start reading in verse 1 and we'll join together in verse 2 and we'll read every other verse together. Ready? The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, the king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. All right. Ready? What's it supposed to do for the simple person? Give them subtlety. All right. What's it supposed to do for the fool? The foolish person. Reread quick. What is it going to do for the, what is it supposed to do for the foolish person? Not what do fools do. What is Proverbs supposed to do for the fool? A lot of guesses. You know why there's no answer? Because there's no answer. Proverbs does nothing for a foolish person. Nothing. It's going to give this person this and this person this, and it doesn't even say foolish. It won't do anything for him. And that's important. Go down to verse 22, how long will you simple ones, will you love simplicity and scorners delight in their scorning and fools hate knowledge? I want to talk about today discerning the fool and the simple and separating them because they're a little bit similar if you don't have discernment, and the Bible will tell us how to. Let's pray. Lord, help us now and give us wisdom. Help us to see your way and to discern these things. Help us to know how to deal with the simple and with the fool. Help us to know the difference. Lord, it's your word that's going to teach us that. We have a lot of Bible, a lot of verses. Lord, I pray we'd understand them and your spirit would speak to us. Help us now, Lord, to not be a fool and despise wisdom and instruction, but to be a wise man will increase learning, as you said there. Father, thank you for your word, and thank you for all it teaches us. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. Notice there's nothing to help the foolish. It can help the simple, and it's to help the simple, but it doesn't do anything for the foolish because there's nothing to do for the foolish. We'll teach a lot about that a little later. You want to be able to discern between the foolish and the simple, so you now know how to invest in and help them. You got to be able to discern that. Now, the Bible is going to say, this is a simple person, here's what they do. Here is a foolish person, here's what they do. Here is a wise person, here's what they do. Now, I want you to understand, as we're teaching on wisdom here, okay, if the shoe fits, it's you, Cinderella, okay? One of the most common things that happens, that's somewhere in the Bible, one of the most common things that happens with people is they say, well, I know I do that, but I'm not a fool. Well, God's pretty smart. And if he classifies you as that, you got to be pretty careful and make sure that you aren't that. And so I wanted to find these people for you, and we'll show how to spot them and what to do with them. But definition, a fool does not want to learn or become corrected. They may already know the truth, but are proud and don't care. A foolish person, I want you to understand this, a foolish person is not the amount of knowledge they have in the Bible. A fool can be able to quote to you a ton of Bible. A fool can know a lot of things. A fool is not the amount of knowledge they have. Simple is the amount of knowledge they have. Fool is how they respond to truth and knowledge. A fool does not want to learn the truth or be corrected. They already know the truth usually, but are too proud and don't care what the truth says. So a fool, don't say, man, that person doesn't know anything. They're a fool. Not biblically. You can have a child who's 10 years old who's a wise person who might not have a ton of knowledge. But you're classified as wise, not necessarily how we would classify. And wise is not necessarily the amount of knowledge you have. That's part of it. But it's more your response to knowledge and truth and wisdom. But a fool, the Bible says, despises wisdom and knowledge. And that's how they're defined. A simple person is someone without knowledge and discernment. Okay? A simple person is someone without knowledge and discernment. I want you to understand, everybody will be a simple person at some point. Everybody starts off simple. Simple is not bad. Simple is bad if you're 18 and simple. Simple is bad, probably in our culture, if you're 16 and simple. Simple is very dangerous if you don't have Christian parents at any age who are protecting you. If you have parents who protect you, you can be a little more simple. But that's only if your parents are protecting you. And most parents are not protecting their kids. So simple is not very safe for most kids. When we get kids who come on the bus and their parents don't come to church, we've got to get them knowledge really quick. Pretty much we got to get it to them by 12. Because things happen at 12 and 13 and everything changes, and you got to get them wise really quick because they are simple, and simple can be destroyed very easily. And so you got to be very careful with that. And because simple is not a bad person, just someone without knowledge or discernment. They are in great danger, but they aren't necessarily a bad person. And that's what simple is. Simple is without knowledge or discernment. And you were simple at some point. Hopefully you aren't anymore. And so those are the two different people. Now, how do you spot them? We're going to teach in the Bible how you spot them and know the difference between the two because they look similar sometimes. Number one, the simple. The simple, and I'm just going to give you a few, I got 5 points for how you spot a simple and more than that for how you spot a fool. A simple, the first thing is they may not know their need of knowledge. They may not know their need of knowledge. Chapter 1, verse 22. It says, "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorn, and then fools hate knowledge." Now, fools hate knowledge, but simple ones love simplicity. They don't know necessarily what they need to know. Did you ever have a point in your life where you didn't even know you needed to know something? And you didn't even know it? One of the things that gets me, drives me crazy, as a sports fan and just knowing about life, I watch really good athletes who are phenomenally gifted. And I watch the ones who don't realize their opportunity. And they literally could go to get a full scholarship ride to a major university, and then they might be able to play professional sports. And they don't realize, if they would just keep their act together through college, get drafted, sign one piece of paper, they would never have to work again. But they cannot keep themselves out of trouble, and they steal a laptop. And they're going, you just stole the $300 laptop, and you just lost $10 million signing bonus. But they don't think that way. Because they're simple. They don't understand. They don't understand what's in the line. They don't understand a girl and goes and messes around with a guy and doesn't understand what teenage pregnancy means and what the future is going to be. They don't understand that they're simple. They may not be rebellious or evil or bad. The act is evil, but they're just being led astray. They're simple. And they may not know their need of knowledge. You probably had a point in your life where all of a sudden you said, I got to catch on here pretty quick. Where you said, I need to know. If you haven't had that point, you need to get to that point where you say, I need much more wisdom and knowledge. Because there's a lot I don't know. If you don't know, you don't know a lot, you're probably in a lot of trouble. Because you're looking at a person who knows he doesn't know a lot and needs a lot of knowledge. Okay? Me personally, most of the things I run into, I prepared for a long time ago. But I know I'm going to run into something in the future that I need to prepare for now. It's hard to learn on the fly, especially in an important and hard situation. Try learning how to discipline kids on the fly. Your kids will wear you out. You better know what you're doing ahead of time. And usually then you're just losing your temper. You don't know what you're doing. They do not know their need of knowledge. B, they are very susceptible to enticement. Let's look at Proverbs 9. A lot of teaching here will be more like a Sunday school lesson or a midweek service, but I want to get this knowledge into your head. A simple person is very susceptible to enticement. Chapter 9 and verse 13, a foolish woman is clamor. She is simple and knoweth nothing. There's a person who's both, and you can be. For she sitteth at the door of her house in the city of the high place, the city to call passengers to go in right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. In other words, she seduces a simple man. A wise man is not seduced by a seductive woman. He knows how to avoid it. He knows how to stay away from her. He's read Proverbs. But the simple doesn't know, and he is led to destruction. Verse 17, sold in waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant, but he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. Back to Proverbs 7. Verse 7, and I beheld among the simple ones, and discerned among the youths a man void of understanding. He gets destroyed. And verse 26, for she hath cast down many wounded, and many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is in the way of hell, and to go down to the chambers of death. This is a simple man, and he's going to be seduced. Simple people are very easily seduced. You've seen it, I've seen it. A nice girl, a nice boy meets the wrong bad girl or bad boy and ruins their life. They weren't a rebellious, bad, evil kid who got seduced. They just got sweet-talked, and you're going, oh yeah, you're the only one for him, and he loves you, and he's 15. And you're the only one he ever wants. And you're going, are you falling for that? But she is falling for it because she's simple. Or because he's simple. And they're very susceptible to this, to enticement. Next, their great need is wisdom. Their great need is wisdom. Chapter 8 and verse 4. It says, unto you, O men, I call, my voice is the sons of men. O you simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. My mouth shall speak truth. They need wisdom. They need, in this case, dad and mom are the number one sources of wisdom in the Bible. I want to say that really clearly. Mom and dad are the number one sources of wisdom in the Bible. Church is second. Okay? And both are vitally important. If they do not have mom and dad, they need to be at every service. And they need to be around godly people in church because children need wisdom and simple people need wisdom. They need a lot of wisdom. So if you have a simple person, get them to church and make sure that they're around good godly parents. If they don't have that, then get them to church a lot and you instruct them. They need a good friend. Start teaching them and they need because they need that wisdom. Next, they are gullible. Chapter 14. Why? Because they don't know things. Proverbs 14 and verse 15. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. I want you to understand that. We're spiritual people, but it doesn't mean we're stupid. Have I got a deal for you? I have somebody right now trying to get me to do something, and it is easy money. You don't have to do anything. It just grows and grows and grows. You can't lose it. It's only gain. And told me, you'll gain 1.5% on your money every day. Okay. Sure you will. Listen, we don't have to be ripped off because we're nice and we're Christians. We're wise. We should be wise with our money, wise with our relationships. We shouldn't be fooled. The wool shouldn't be pulled over our eyes because we should be wiser than children of darkness. However, a simple person is very gullible. And by the way, I just want to say this. Don't believe everybody in this society. Don't believe every salesman. Don't believe every person who says you're wonderful. If they ever met you and told you you're the most wonderful person they've ever met in their life, Bible says watch out for flattering lips. Listen, we are not supposed to be gullible. The Bible says a wise man looks well to his going. Actually, prudent, and that's important because a prudent man's, that's what he does. But a simple person believes every word. I don't think you should believe every word I say. I think you should search the scriptures, see if it says it. And if the Bible doesn't say it, then don't believe it. I'm wrong. You look very well to your ways and don't believe every word. Next, and this is very important, they can learn. They can learn. Proverbs 19. A simple person, they mess up their life, they come into a lot of destruction and everything else, but they can learn. Verse 25, Proverbs 19, verse 25, it says, smite the scorner and the simple will beware. Reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge. It says when you smite the scorner, does the scorner learn?
No.
The scorner doesn't learn, but the simple does. That's one of the great things of discipline in say, a Christian school or in a group of people. You're not getting rid of the bad person or disciplining them necessarily to save them. You're doing it to save the rest of them who are watching. They're going to learn consequences. Okay? Because you smite the scorner and the simpler are made aware. And then Proverbs 21 and verse 11. We'll read these verses again for another point. But when the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. Now, that's how you know them. They may not, to spot them, there's somebody who might not be good or bad, but just need knowledge. They are very susceptible to enticement, but it doesn't seem like they're trying to ruin their life. Their great need is wisdom. They are gullible, and they can learn. One of the heartbreaks is sometimes leadership, a simple person does a foolish act because they were simple and didn't have the knowledge, and an unwise leader thinks that they're a foolish person and treats them as foolish because you have to treat a foolish a certain way, but you have a person who made a mistake because they're simple, and you ruin their life because the very people who could help them kick them out and remove them because they think that they're foolish. But they're not foolish, and that's what this lesson's about. If you cannot discern simple from foolish, there's a lot of good people who make bad decisions and make mistakes. That's okay. That's because they're gullible. That's because they don't know. That's because they don't have the wisdom. I don't expect at my age for someone who is 18 to see the whole picture like I would. And I don't expect me at 43 to see the picture like somebody who's 65 would. Okay, unless I'm very wise. And then you can be way ahead, and there could be a 15-year-old who sees like a 30-year-old. And there can be a 30-year-old who sees like a 15-year-old. And we've seen them both, haven't we? Because they are not wise, and because they're not a bad person. They just are susceptible to being destroyed. They'll believe anything, but they can learn. A fool is different. Let's go to look at a fool. Let's go to chapter 1, a couple of verses we already read. But how do you spot a fool? Their lack of interest or hating of wisdom. Chapter 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. There's several verses. Chapter 17, and I know I'm going to read a lot of verses here. We're all in Proverbs tonight, but I want you to get this and see how much the Bible talks about it. 17, in verse 16, wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? He has no heart for wisdom. Why give it to him? Proverbs 18, verse 2. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. So I come to somebody and I say, okay, Timmy, come on up here. Got an 11-year-old young man here, and he's doing foolish things. He's going and robbing old men's wallets, and he's doing that. Now, I grab him and I say, what are you doing, kid? I don't say, what are you doing, punk? Because I don't know if he's a punk yet. So what are you doing, kid? Now, he could have been told by some bad friend to go do that, and he might be a nice kid. Or he could be a fool, nasty, mean kid. And when I say, you know what? You know what the penalty is for robbing people, stealing wallets is? Now, his reaction is going to tell me a lot. I don't care. Don't tell me what to do. I don't want to hear what you have to say. Okay, I know a lot right there. Or he may say, I wasn't thinking. I just need money. I want to go play video games and buy bubble gum. I'm sorry. What's going to happen? Am I going to go to jail? Which one are you? Let's try it. Ready? You know what happens when you steal wallets?
No.
You can go to jail for 50 years, and they'll pull your ears off.
Oh. That's bad.
That's bad. That's true. Now, with that reaction... and by the way, I put my hand in his shoulder because the Bible says a fool, they will pull away from you when you touch your shoulder. And the Bible says that. So he is not a fool now. So a lot of times, how many of you were not a terrible, bad, evil, rebellious kid, but did something that could have got you in real trouble and didn't realize the consequences? How many of you? All right, boy, I got a bad crowd here. And all right, go ahead and sit down, Tim. And that's okay, because you might have been, you knew exactly what you're doing, you didn't care. And you knew everything, and nobody could straighten you out. Okay, there's a big difference. They might do the same act. Both of them robbed, sold a guy's wallet, but the reaction. I was a little kid. I was, like I said, left to myself, do my own thing. There was a guy, I was laughing. There was a guy, his name was Red. And Red was a very bad guy, worst guy in town, pretty much. I laughed because my brother one day told me, he said, guess who I saw on Cops? And he started telling about one of our friends who got arrested on Cops. And I was laughing. This kind of crowd he hung around. And one day he told me, hey, I need you to go in there and sell me a pack of cigarettes. And I said, okay. I was probably 9. I went in. I didn't know the difference between a pack and a carton. I came out with a carton. He was very happy. And I came out with a carton of cigarettes. I didn't even know what I was doing, really. I mean, I knew I was stealing, but I didn't realize, you know. I was just being led by an 18-year-old guy taking advantage of a 9-year-old kid who had nothing better to do but try to impress the 18-year-old guy who gave him another quarter to go play Asteroids. Okay? And so you can discern that. There's a difference because a fool doesn't care. A fool, he has no interest in gaining knowledge. He thinks, next, he thinks it's fun to do wrong. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 20. Is that the right verse? Let me look here. If I can read my own writing, Proverbs 10 and 23. It is a sport of a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. So they make a joke of it. It's all. They think it's fun, and they make a joke of it. Next, and their biggest problem is they're full of pride. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 3. In the mouth of foolishness is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. They are full of pride. Proverbs 14, verse 16. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. Proverbs 28. I want you to get this point because it's the most important thing about a fool. It kind of makes him what he is. Verse 26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh is wise, he is delivered. Okay. A fool is overconfident and thinks they know everything. I want you to understand that there does not need to be any logic to them thinking they know everything. There are certain people whose lives might say, I know a thing or two, but a fool, it doesn't matter what their life says. They still know everything. And their life might be falling to complete pieces, and your life might be completely together, but they still do not need to listen to you. And it doesn't matter because they know everything. Because a fool's problem is he doesn't think he needs instruction because he already knows everything. You know, your kid's a terrible brat. You need some help with how to deal with your kid. My kid's not a brat. You know what you're talking about. My kid's a good kid. Okay, why is he slicing your leg right now? And they don't, they just don't get it. I mean, it doesn't matter how bad the things go, how low it gets. They will not listen because they're a fool, because they're overconfident. That's the problem. They think they can do it. They think they know everything. And when you try to instruct them, they already know it. And you just don't understand. And when you try to correct them, and when life is trying to correct them, and when God's trying to correct them, and all those things will happen, they say, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm not going to change. I don't know what I'm doing. And they harden their neck, and they say, I'm not going to listen. I know it. It's going to be fine. I know what I'm doing. It's going to work out. And no matter how many times it doesn't work out, no matter how old they get, I am related to one of these. It doesn't matter how much it doesn't work out. A fool cannot see that they're a fool. They despise wisdom and instruction, and life is instructing them, and they aren't getting it. And so they just keep on letting life instruct them and say, no, it's not because of me. It's not because of me. Don't tell me what to do. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what my life's like. You don't know that's my girlfriend. You don't know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. And don't listen to me. And that's a fool because they are full of pride. Next, they make a mock of sin. We read that Proverbs 14, verse 9, and similar ones. Next, they don't listen to their parents. Proverbs 15 and verse 5. There's a lot of verses on this, but we'll just do a couple. A fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. It says they don't listen to their parents. Verse 20. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. They don't listen to their parents. Now, you ready? Let's do some math here. Okay. I'm thinking that most of the time, the parents are older than the children. Is that logical?
Yes.
That makes sense? They must also have been the age of the child at some point. Is that right? I don't know if I'm the best at math, but that seems logical to me. A child would think that their parent could teach them something. You know what's amazing? When a child is foolish, it doesn't matter how amazing their parents are. They're not going to listen. They're just not. How many of us have thought our parents were really stupid till we got to about 22, 23 and thought, oh, my mom and dad were smart. What was I thinking? That's what they were saying. Because we don't understand it, because we don't even know our need. But they, you can tell by their attitude toward their parents many times, especially their good parents. Next, fool is self-centered. Proverbs 18 and verse 2. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. So you want to know a fool. A fool is all about themselves. I know what I'm doing. Hey, everybody, I'm here. Everybody talk about me. Everybody notice me. And you can't get a word in sometimes edgewise, because you'll just try to talk about anything and they just want to talk about them. I, me, because you're a fool. And a fool is so self-centered, they don't see the rest of the world around them and the rest of knowledge around them and the rest of wisdom, because they are self-centered. Next, they are always in the middle of strife. They're always in the middle of strife. Proverbs 18, verse 6. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. Chapter 20, verse 3. It is an honor a man to cease from strife, but a fool will be meddling. Okay. They will always have a reason why they're in this fight, and it's always a legitimate fight. They are constant soap operas. There is always some problem with somebody going on. That's just who they are. And that's because they're foolish. And you're going to know them because they're always having strife. There's never a break. They get along with somebody for a week, and they're back fighting with them the next week. You know what I'm talking about? You know people like this? They always seem to have strife with people. That's because they're foolish. They enter into strife. And next, they return to their destructive foolishness. Proverbs 26. You want to know a fool? They will return to it. A simple person may go do something foolish and say, oh, that was dumb. That's lava. Let me see if it burns. Ow! Ooh, I better not do that again. A fool will go, ooh, lava. Let's see if it burns. Ow! Ooh, that hurt. Ow! Ooh, that hurts. Ow! Where'd my foot go? I mean, that's what they'll do. Because they don't learn. A simple person might learn, but a foolish person will never learn. Proverbs 26 and verse 11, as a dog returneth to his vomit, so does a fool return to his folly. Next, a fool, and I'm just telling you how to know them, he says all that's on his mind. Chapter 29, verse 11, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it till afterward. How many of you have gone and said, boy, I'm going to tell this and say this, I'm going to do this, and you said, let me just wait, and then afterward you said, boy, I'm glad I didn't say that. A fool just, it goes, the thought, there's no gap in between. It just flows out. A wise person says, let me think about this for a minute. Slow to speak, as James says, and a fool utters all their mind. Next, he doesn't have the ability to learn from rebuke. Proverbs chapter 1. In verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. They don't learn from instruction. They don't get it. And they don't see that. They don't see their problem. They think that they got it all together. So you can separate those two. Remember, they will both do foolish actions, but you got to have the discernment by their attitude and by their spirit and by the ability to teach them and their ability to learn. Are they a fool or are they wise? Next, how do you deal with them? First of all, fool. How do you, or I'm sorry, let me start with simple. How do you deal with them? With the simple, you just instruct them. It's very simple. Chapter 1, verse 4, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. You instruct them. Two, you show them the end of foolishness. And we read this verse of Proverbs 19:25. It says, you smite the scorner and the simple are made wise. You teach them two ways. You tell them things, and two, you let them see things. In other words, you say, let me show you what happens when you do this. You might go and show them a scar you got in your foolishness. You might let them go see and take them down to the mission, let them see what alcohol and drugs lead to. You're going to instruct them and show them. And you're going to, nothing wrong with letting them go see what the people act like when they're, we were parked this last week in, I were in Southern Washington, I think. And there was a guy who was probably on meth. And I just, told my kids, look at that guy there. Watch the way he moves. Look at him. I'm not afraid for my kid to see somebody on meth and afraid to see them see an alcoholic. No, I want them to see that. I don't want them to learn the hard way what it's like. And it's instruction until you instruct them. A fool, what do you do with a fool? How do you deal with them? Number one, don't bother with them. You're wasting your time. Avoid them, as a matter of fact. Proverbs chapter 9, it's going to tell you, and this seems so mean to me. I have the gift of mercy, and as I told you before, I have the gift of mercy, and I'm a pastor teacher. I love to teach people stuff. It's very hard for me not to really, I can convince them, I can show them, I can teach them. It's so obvious. And you know what happens? They hate my guts when I teach them. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 6, forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. Proverbs 14, and verse 7. It says, go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. Just forsake him. Get away from him. Just, see ya. I got something to do. That's what you do. Next, how do you deal with them? Well, you keep your family away from them because they're going to break their family's heart. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is heaviness to his mother. Proverbs 17 and verse 21. He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and a father of a fool hath no joy. And there's a lot of the verses, 17, 21, 25, lots of the verses. But they break their family's heart. And you shouldn't let them into your family. Next, don't try to talk sense into them. Proverbs 23, don't try to talk sense into them. Proverbs 23 and verse 9 is the command of God. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. Proverbs 29 and verse 9. If a wise man contendeth a foolish man, whether he rage or laugh, there is no rest. I have done this so many times. I hate to admit it, I've been foolish about this. I have so many times talked to somebody and said, look, because it's like, this is an orange chair. The Pope is a Catholic. The sun rises in the east, sets in the west. The Mariners are not going to win the World Series this year. And this is your life. It seems so obvious. And it seems like you just explained to them. And I get done and they're so mad at me. I'm going, why are you mad at me? Because I told you the chair is orange, the sun rises in the east, and you are in jail. Or your marriage is that. Why? I've done it so many times, and always, always, they despise it. And the Bible says, don't do it. Just don't waste. Once you realize they're a fool, it says, get out of their presence. I mean, literally, sometimes, once I get it right and I learn it, sometimes I'm talking to somebody and saying, no, you need to do this and this and this. And sometimes they're just like, and I'm just like, all right, so anyway, I'm going to get going. Have a good day. I'm just out of there. I'm just like, what am I doing? I know I'm not going to get through to them. I know I'm not going to, and I know they think they know more than me. And it doesn't matter what they have in life. It doesn't matter how obvious it is. They aren't going to change. Don't try to talk sense into them. You're wasting their breath. As a matter of fact, don't even answer them because they will ask foolish questions. Look at Proverbs 26. Some people think the Bible is contradicting itself here, but it's not. It's very wise in the way it says this. Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 4. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou be like unto him. So the Bible commands you here, don't answer a fool according to his folly. Verse 5, answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. You know, one verse says, don't answer a fool, and the next verse says, answer a fool. And you realize either way it says bad things happen, and you can't get out of it. What is it saying here? It says, it doesn't matter. The Bible says, whether they rage or laugh, the Bible says it doesn't matter because they're going to listen to you and it's not going to change anything. It says there's no winning when you're answering them. A fool asks you a bunch of questions that don't matter. They have nothing to do with an impact of their problem. You will tell them the Bible says this. They say, what about this? Well, what about this? Well, what if you say, you know what? You need to go and pay your debts. Or what if somebody gives me a debt that I didn't really earn? And what if? And then just start with a bunch of what ifs and foolish questions. Answer not a fool according to his folly. He's going to ask you questions. Don't do that. If they don't want to listen to clear instructions, they want to find some exception, the one in a million, and try to do this and distract from just the simple fact that they need to do this, don't bother. If they want to be straightened out, they'll listen. If they know everything, You can't teach them anything. They already got it together. Don't answer them. Answer not a fool. Answer a fool. It doesn't matter. It's not going to make any difference. Next, it's dangerous to be around a fool. Proverbs 17. It's dangerous to be around them. Proverbs 17 and verse 12. Let a bear be robbed of her whelps and meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. The Bible says a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Just get away from them and don't bother with them and let them go to their folly. Next, the end of the simple and the fool. The Bible says what's going to happen to both them. And here's a sad thing. The fool oftentimes ends up just like the simple. Both of them end up bad. And that's the tragedy of the whole thing. A fool, first of all, a fool is usually destroyed. And let me go quickly here. Chapter 1 and verse 17. Verse 32. A fool is usually destroyed. It says, verse 32, Proverbs 1, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Next, they're usually legally punished. Proverbs 7 and verse 22. They're usually legally punished. He that goeth, I've got the wrong verse there. That's not the right verse. Nope, I got the wrong one written down. The Bible says the stocks are made for the rod is for a back of fools. Next, the fool will fall. Proverbs chapter 10. Got so many verses here. They're going to fall. It'll eventually come to roost. They can't get away with it forever. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 8. The wise in heart shall receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. 10. He that wicketh the eye and causeth sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. They're going to fall. Next, they're going to suffer. Verse 21, the lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. They will end up at the bottom of the food chain. And this is important. I want to say, forget Bible, forget eternity, forget everything else. In life, the fools end up in poverty, and they work for somebody else, and they are at the bottom. Foolish people financially are usually bad in life. Because they can't take instruction. I know a person who was very smart, and they've blown that, but they were very smart, and they could have done anything and made a lot of money, but they cannot let somebody tell them what to do. And guess what? They are in their 50s and flat broke, usually homeless, with a lot of skills. Because they can't, because they got to have their own business, because they cannot listen to anybody. And the Bible says that that's going to happen to fools. And that's where they end up at. Proverbs 11 and verse 29. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise in heart. So that's the way the fool ends up. How does the simple end up? They often end up destroyed. I wish that wasn't true. Proverbs chapter 1. There was a time period where we got to get them not to be foolish anymore. But if you don't get them in time, they usually get destroyed. Verse 32 of chapter 1, the turning of the way the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. They're both destroyed. Chapter 7 and verse 7, and I beheld among the simple ones and discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. Later on in the chapter 22 and 23, he goeth after them straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter till a dart strike through his liver. He's destroyed. Why? Because he's simple. They both end up destroyed. Next, oftentimes they're messed up by being deceived. The simple is oftentimes messed up by being deceived. Proverbs 14, verse 15, the simple believeth every word, but the prudent looketh well to his going. They are often deceived, and that messes up their life. Next, they don't see far enough ahead to avoid trouble. Proverbs 22 and verse 3. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. The simple pass on and are punished. Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 12. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. I want to say this. A simple person may not be bad, may not be terrible, may not be vicious or bad, but they're going to end up with a life that looks foolish. Because they didn't know, and they got pregnant at 16. And that just changed their whole life. And they believed that girl. And they sent money to that company. And they aren't wise enough to make good decisions. They bought that car and took those payments, and they didn't have an idea of how much $400 a month is in a payment. Let's just ask, how many of you made big mistakes being simple? Okay? And you're good people, and I think you're wise people, but understand that it costs. And hopefully you learned, and hopefully you didn't destroy everything, and hopefully you weren't totally destroyed, but the simple just pass on because they don't know that the bridge is out, and they drive off the bridge, not because they wanted to have a joyride. They just didn't know the bridge was out. And it's sad with the simple people. That's why we're out there trying to teach people and give them wisdom. A few lessons and we're done. Number one, if you see you're simple today, you may move to wise. If you see you're simple today, you may move to being wise. You just don't know. That's okay. There is nothing wrong with not knowing. That's why you're in this service here in the Bible Preached. That's good. You can become wise. Okay? It's not too late. Just start becoming wise now. And when you become wise, you'll suddenly say, I have got to get knowledge. I've got to get wisdom. I've got to get knowledge. I've got to get wisdom. And you'll seek after her as silver, the Bible says, and as fine gold. Why? Because you know what you have to learn. And become wise. Next, be able to discern between the simple and the wise. Use the scripture as telling us how to do it, number one. Number two, and I want to give you some wisdom here. Number one, the scripture is going to tell you, but number two, don't make the mistake of you do not have a right to rebuke, and so somebody doesn't listen to you, and you think they're a fool. Follow that? Sometimes somebody who's unworthy of great respect, they don't respect you because you're not respectable. And I don't really mean about that. But you've never attained. They don't look at you and say, I would like to be like you. And you go to them and say, you know what, you should be doing this. And they say, who are you to tell me what to do? Don't mistake necessarily that person is a fool. Sometimes you didn't deserve to be listened to. There are a few wise people who are so desperate for wisdom, they'll listen to what you say. And maybe they'll think, I'm going to do that. Maybe they'll think, what an idiot, but they're not going to say anything. Those are only wise people. Average people, if you don't, you know, listen, the person whose child is a terror who tells you how to raise their kids, you don't listen to. The person whose money is a disaster and tells you how to handle your money, you don't listen to. The person who's a terrible Christian who all of a sudden wants to tell you how to be a good Christian, okay? There's certain people who come to me and I would say, why are you telling me? What are you talking about? Why? You need to get your act together, buddy. That's our nature. So don't necessarily think because you might not be in that area. Listen, how many of you, if a 12-year-old boy comes and says, let me tell you to fix your life, you're going to say, yes, sir, tell me. And by the way, children, don't think, or young people, don't think because you're 22 and go up to a 50-year-old and tell him all about it, he's a fool because he says, son, give it a few more years and come back to me. Did you know everybody's an expert on children before they have children? So don't mistake that as being a fool because somebody might not admire you or listen to you. I would expect there are some wise older pastors in me that I could go to and give them advice and they would mock me. But they might not be fools. They might not be wise in that area because they might want to listen, but I could totally understand them not listening to me. And so don't mistake that as a fool. And don't do that. And don't make the mistake of treating a simple person who acts foolish as being a fool. Understand that a simple person does foolish things. And do not ruin it and say, I'm never going to talk to you again. Get away from me. Don't treat them like a fool. They might need your wisdom. They just went and did something really stupid. How do you find out? Try to correct them. You'll find out pretty quick. Just correct them. Talk to them. And if they think they didn't make a mistake and they know everything, that's fine. But there's simple people who are good people who can become wise people. But you know what? Somebody wise has got to go instruct them and got to discern between a foolish act, which I do sometimes, and a foolish person. And we want to get that. And lastly, let me say, don't necessarily give up on the foolish. I know it sounds like not what I said the whole time, but I want you to understand this. There, I go out and I find out Matthew's foolish. Come here, Matthew. Matthew's foolish. I try to correct him. I say, Matthew, you shouldn't be doing that. And Matthew gets mad at me, and he gets in my case, says, you know what you're talking about. I know what I'm doing. Nothing bad really happened. And I go away from Matthew. I say, all right. Now I'm doing my own thing. Wait a minute. There's still a God over there. And here comes God. And I'm over here. I'm not hanging around him. I'm not letting him destroy me. I'm not letting him get me angry. I'm not letting him mock me. But God's coming up to him. God's beating him up. And God's taking care of him. And this is fun. And God, but God's taking care of him. And God's working him over. And all of a sudden, he gets humbled. He gets down on his knees. And he says, oh, God, I've been so foolish and so wicked.
Oh, God, I've been so foolish and wicked.
And he gets back up. See that foolish attitude? And then he comes on over here. And he says, I am so sorry I didn't listen to you.
I am so sorry I didn't listen to you.
And guess what? He's not foolish anymore. Because people, well, he is, but for the illustration's sake. You can be seated. But understand, people can change. As a matter of fact, how many of you, now, I was never a fool, the biblically defined fool, but I've met a lot of good Christians who were. How many of you in your life, there are points where you're a fool and you wouldn't listen to anybody? How many of you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 in this room.
How many aren't admitting it?
Yeah. How many aren't admitting it? There you go. How many aren't admitting it? And but wait a minute. There's a good crowd in this room who were foolish and are wise now. Because you're going to a church that's very wise. An awesome pastor. You got to be wise to go here, and you're not foolish anymore. Why? Because you changed. Listen, I wouldn't have tried to correct a prodigal son on the way out, but I would talk to him on the way back. Because somewhere in between eating hog food, he says, "I'm an idiot," and people come to his point of life and say, "I'm an idiot. What was I thinking, Dad? I don't know what I was thinking. Why I didn't listen to you?" And I want to say, do not give up on foolish people. Don't hang around them, but pray for them. Let them run, because the folly of fools is going to destroy them. Life will correct them. God will correct them. And eventually, hopefully, they'll hit the bottom and say, oh, Lord, I've been foolish. And then they can be wise again. Because God is not done with somebody until they breathe their last breath. So do not burn the bridges. Don't say, you're a foolish person. Never want to talk to you again. All you do is say, all right, man, have a great day. And then you get this wonderful thing called caller ID. And don't hang around them. And then you pray for them. You love them. You just, and then all, when, and every once in a while, you might even just check in a little bit. How's it going, John? Oh, terrible. Everybody's been nasty to me and everybody hates my guts for no reason. Oh, really? Okay. See you later, John. Have a great day. Everybody hates those people for no reason, you know. And just, but love them and check back every 5 years. It might be a family member. That's okay. Love them. Don't give up on people. And if you're foolish, I tell you, the way of a transgressor is hard. Keep on saying there's no reason for it. Keep on saying nobody else can teach you anything. Keep on saying you're the one exception and you just, nobody understands. Okay. Nobody understands. You're the one unique person. The Bible says there's no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. Okay. But if you're foolish, can I tell you, it's a hard way to go. Be wise. Wise enough to say, I need wisdom. And love those fools and bring them back to Christ when they're ready to be, when they're simple now. And then make them wise. And if we do that, I think we can help people. But we got to know how to spot them. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the chance to teach, Lord. I think tonight is not a preaching at you message. It's a knowledge message for us to go out and help people. And Lord, I pray today that we are able to see the difference between the foolish and the simple, Lord. There's a lot of verses, a lot of teaching. It's warm in here tonight. But Lord, I pray tonight that we got it, we understand it. And I pray that tonight we would love knowledge and wisdom and realize that we can't help a fool. We can help the simple. Help us to realize that if we're foolish, we need to fix it. And help us not to give up, but love people all the time and pray for them. And not treat the simple as foolish and have compassion on people, Lord. We ask your wisdom in these things and help in these things. In Jesus' name, our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. I don't know how tonight's message might have helped you. I think it,